The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 4, Spies of the Vatican.
As we have seen, early Christian underground tactics developed over 300 years in an atmosphere that aggressively persecuted Christian beliefs. It was not until the end of the 3rd century AD, from 279 to 295, that the Roman Emperor Theodosius embraced Christianity as the official religion of the Roman Empire. From that time on, the same Roman secret police, the Frumentarii and the Agente in Rebus, moved from persecuting Christians to a vigorous support of official religion and the persecution and torture of heretics. From the 3rd century, the close association between the Roman Empire and Christianity meant that the seat of the Catholic Church in Rome did itself become embroiled in worldly intrigues. Once it moved from the liberation theology of an underground movement to the status of official religion, Catholicism became a powerful force in the world of espionage, and the Vatican was responsible for covert operations to sow discord among allies and enemies alike, to gather insider information from moles inside the courts of Europe, to press for Vatican interests on a wide variety of more worldly than spiritual agendas, to collect unflattering information about persons of influence, and even to perpetrate assassinations. Inside the Roman Empire, Vatican agents became the lead investigators in heresy trials. In this way, the hunt for religious heretics applied many of the lessons of the counterintelligence operations of the Roman Empire in disclosing the presence of satanic and heretical influences inside society at large. Rome's efforts to impose controls on all of Christendom became the crucible that led to the expansion of espionage operations. But I do want to warn you in advance. While historians generally agree about the papacy's reliance on espionage to consolidate its hold on Europe and the Mediterranean during the first millennium of the history of the Roman Catholic Church, very few records of that era have survived, and our only reliable information about the history of Vatican espionage dates from the 16th century and the formation of the so-called Holy Alliance as an antidote to the rise of Protestantism in Europe, and particularly as a response to the crisis invoked in England by King Henry VIII's decision in 1533 to reject Catholicism in favor of a new Church of England.